Hello, my audio boo friends. Yep, it's me, Slandy, coming to you from a balmy Montreal, where it is currently minus 14 degrees Celsius. I'm telling you, I was just leaving a DM to a friend of mine, and I cannot wait for the spring. And of late, I've had some, moderate health issues, and I believe they're all related to the change of season. I usually can feel it in my bones when the seasons are changing. And this winter has seemed to be interminable, but I have to remember that it is March 18th today, and it is, for all intents and purposes, it's still winter here in Montreal. There's snow everywhere, but I have noticed that the ice and snow has started to do that strange granular thing that it does. And today it's supposed to go to about -3 or -4 degrees. Tomorrow it's supposed to be 3 or 4 degrees above, and it will be raining. So that will definitely help to wash away the snow and help with the melt. Now, some of you who have very astute ears will undoubtedly notice that I sound different. I'm currently using my H4, my Zoom H4, and the reason being is my beloved, old, decrepit, falling apart iPhone 3GS somewhat gave up the ghost. I have to admit, I helped it along. It started about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, maybe 3 weeks ago, where the speakers stopped working. The little speaker inside the iPhone. Then I noticed the microphone stopped working. And so I started doing some research on the internet, and the speakers could have been simply the earphone plug, the part that sort of cuts off the headphones. Cuts off the speaker from working when you plug in headphones. There's a little switch inside of the earphone plug, and that may have been stuck. Sometimes lint gets in there, you know, especially I have it always in my pocket, and I don't have a casing for the phone. So I took it upon myself. I said, okay, the first thing I did was, of course, the plug, unplug, 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 about 30 times. That didn't do a thing. Then I took a small needle to see if I could, feel any lint in there, to remove it. I've done that in the past with my old iPhone. My old iPod. But that didn't work. So then I took a deep breath. I said, okay, let me open it up, clean it all up, see if I can see something. Well, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that the earphone piece is one sort of block. You can't really see inside of it. There's no access to it. But when I did open it up, I did notice that the little circuit board and the little ribbon cable coming out from the speaker part at the bottom, I think had unplugged itself. Maybe it had jarred off, or I'm not sure, maybe my phone fell at some point and finally it unclipped. But at the same time, when I was prying it apart, the back of the casing of my iPhone 3GS had cracked. And then when it was given to me, because I never paid for this phone, somebody gave it to me. When it was given to me, it was already cracked and in pretty poor shape. But, it still works, so I never really bothered with it. But, of course, in opening it up, two pieces fell off. Another piece broke. It was just so brittle that there was no salvaging it. So right now, my iPhone consists of the front screen, the motherboard, and assorted bits and pieces and screws and whatnot. And I said, I'm going to have to buy a new back. Well, I checked a few websites, and I found one in Canada that sells the back of the unit for $53. I found I found the price a little bit high, I must admit. But what I didn't know is the $53, the back of the 3GS in this case comes with the cover, the camera, the battery, the earphone jack, the volume controls, the on-off switch, the SIM card holder, and the whole SIM card assembly, I think. Anyway, it basically, once I put the motherboard back in, clip it in, and put the screen back on with the two screws underneath, I practically get a brand new iPhone 3GS. I mean, the battery will be new. The only thing that really will be the same is the actual unit itself, including the screen. So I'm looking at doing that because one of the things I want to do is change provider. My provider is costing me too much. And I just got an email last night, in fact, that they're increasing my rates by $1 a month, including my internet. So now in the next month or so, I'm going to do an all-out initiative to change my internet provider, which would save me around $15 a month, and change my cell phone provider, which will save me another $15 a month. So I could conceivably go and save about $30 a month. That's what I'm planning on doing. Anyway, I'll keep you guys posted. But other than that, things have been okay. Nothing to really, write home about, or write to Audio Boo, or record to Audio Boo, whatever. I know some of you have missed me. Thank you. I'm not far away. It's just a little bit more difficult to do Audio Boos because I have to use my H4 and then transfer it over and all that. But I will endeavor to do a few more Audio Boos. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.